Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, as well as your own family or personal altar, to seek God's face and His presence for the day's activities. After listening and doing the prayer, rebroadcast it to all your loved ones. Let what is blessing and adding value to you also bless your loved ones. Welcome to Monday, the 18th in May. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. As the sun rises today, so will God's glory rise on you. Glory changes stories. I see someone's story change for good. The 18th in the Bible, 18 is associated with freedom from bondage and oppression. In Luke chapter 13 verse 16, Jesus Christ said, "The woman whom Satan kept in bondage of sickness for 18 years on Sabbath day." Judges chapter 10 verse 8, "The Amorites oppressed the children of Israel on the other side of Jordan for 18 years before their freedom came." So 18 stands for freedom from satanic oppression, suppression, depression, and prolonged battles. I stand here today to bless you. 18 stands for the end to seasons of hardship and limitation. Somebody listening to me now, it's like I am describing your situation or your loved ones. Please don't cry. This is the 18. An end has come to those afflictions in your life and of those connected to you. Touch your forehead gently as I make this following pronouncement into your life. Be saying amen. I receive it. I use Isaiah chapter 40 verse 2 to pray for you. It says, "Speak comfortably to Jerusalem. Mention your own name or the person you are standing in the gap for, that her warfare is over. Tell her," that is you, "your days of afflictions is over." Say amen. I receive it. As I make the following prophetic decrees into your life, be responding with amen. I receive it. I prophesy, this is your day of delay is over. I prophesy, your days of stagnations are over. Your days of disappointment are over. Your days of struggling without result are over. Your days of shame and reproach are over. Your days of rising and falling are over. Your days of closed doors are over. Your days of tears and mourning are over. Your days of rejection and abandonment are over. Your days of laboring in vain are over. Your days of sickness and afflictions are over. Your days of financial hardship are over. Your days of frustration and confusion are over. Your days of unanswered prayers are over. Your days of spiritual dryness are over. Your days of fears and anxiety are over. Your days of defeat and limitations are over. Your days of barrenness are over. Your days of captivity and bondage are over. Your days of toiling without favor are over. Say amen. They are over. Yes, they are over. Welcome to your dawn of a new day. Wow. I felt a confirmation in my spirit. Someone's change has just happened now. And if I say someone, they could be in hundreds or even in thousands. May 18th celebrant your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long, fruitful, happy, healthy, and prosperous in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right, listeners? Welcome to a 14-day journey into testimony sharing and giving all the glory back to God Almighty. Be happy to share your testimony. Don't keep it to yourself, so that God can do more for you, so that all other listeners can be inspired, having faith for their own miracles, and so that the enemy will not steal your miracle. Send your testimony in a chat to +234 809 789 4000. Let the whole world hear what God has done for you. Please do it anonymously. Don't put your name. First testimony today: I return all glory to God for my life. After over 5 years of waiting for admission, I received it unexpectedly in December 2025. After calling the prayer line pastor, I resumed in January 2026. I held on to God's word and promises. I kept declaring in faith, and God came through for me. Thank you, Daddy, and God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Another testifier: good morning, Turning Point family. Daddy told us to check on 5 people that we know. I reached to them And one of them called me back to ask for my account details that is owing me for my 70th birthday gift. He sent 50K as gift. I thank God for the commission. Daddy, thank you for your insightful teachings. God bless you and your family. Wow. Amen. Another person. To God be the glory. I sent a message to 5 persons as our daddy instructed. One person sent me 100K. You are this happy for 100K, 100 million will come. Somebody said, I want to thank God for healing. I had bleeding gum. So I applied anointing oil on my gum. After 3 days, it stopped. I also want to thank God for divine favor. I was stranded, no money to return, but God did it again. I received money for my transport, and I was sorted out. God will sort somebody out today. Good afternoon, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. This morning, 29th April, you asked us to send a message of prayers to 5 persons. You said we shouldn't ask for anything. I obeyed. Within 5 hours, my cousin sent me 100K. I have sent the tithe. I give God all the glory. Thank you, Daddy, for answering God's call. Oh, man. Somebody said, secondly, my relative, who had never given me anything before, gave me a designer perfume. I give God all the glory. You are happy over perfume? It will give you a car. It will give you a house. It will give you a job. I want to send this testimony before I forget. Yesterday, 29th April, Daddy said we should send message to 5 persons we know just to pray for them. Also, Daddy said we should raise our phone for alert upon alert prayers. Boom! My younger sister sent me 20K today. I was able to transfer my tithe to the commission's account and also pay my covenant seed for the month. Lord, I am grateful. Somebody will be able to send tithe and seed today. Somebody said, my beloved daddy and TPJ sibling, please join me to thank God. 1, good news of my daughter's conception. 2, excellent end of year report for my son. 3, engagement of my oldest daughter, 35 years old daughter, with wedding plan for next year after sowing seed and following daddy's prophetic instruction. 4, blessing my daughter with the rotation in her job she really wanted but never thought she will get. 5, giving me the victory in the battle waged against me by my neighbor. Suddenly, they are gone and I have peace. Daddy, please pray for my pregnant daughter that she will have a beautiful pregnancy and care and will give birth like the Hebrew women. And also pray for my daughter's wedding plan for 1st May 2027 for provision and a perfect day in every way in Jesus' name. God bless you, Daddy. Consider it done. Another testifier. Oh, I have come to return all glory to God for his numerous blessings over my life and family. I promise to share my testimony if God takes away the pain. I had my son through CS almost 15 years ago. 2 years later, I started having this pain coming and going on my right side lower abdomen. The incision site itches sometimes before the pain. But the pain I had 2 weeks ago was longer. And I asked God to heal me. And I'm here to thank God. I am totally and completely healed. Wow. This is God. He will do your own too. I say God will do your own too. In the name of Jesus. You will be the next testifier. Please subscribe to our YouTube and join our Telegram and TPCF channels. If you have not already done so, to be receiving this daily spiritual tonic, send a request chat to +234 803 232 2276 for procedure. It will send the procedure. Follow it. Now, this is the first working day in the new week, and it is the 18th day. I told you what the 18 represents spiritually. Listen to this very carefully. It is not meant for all listeners, but only to those that can do the sacrifice without stress. Those that will do it without complaint. When we call for special sacrifice on this platform, let no one take offense. Don't say they are asking for seed too much. It is not for all listeners. It is for a few who understand the power of sacrifice and have the capacity to do it cheerfully without stress. We are not at the same level. financially. There are those that God has blessed and they are happy to give. Now, so don't say, why is it every time? No, it takes seed sowing and sacrificial seed sowing for the kingdom of God to grow. It is the seed and sacrifice that people send that make the work to continue. If you are not able to do today, don't take offense. Just say, thank you, God. Bless me to also be able to sow seed and make sacrifice for your kingdom to grow. Sow the seed of day 18 for those who can do that. And that is different from the monthly seed. It's different from tithe. It's different from battle seed and thanksgiving. These I call specially, like I have said, not for everybody. For those that can do it, covenant children that sows and have the capacity to do so. So to day 18, what are you to sow? 18,000 naira. And connect it to some special seed in your life. You can't do 18, do 1,800 naira. Do the equivalent in the country where you are, in dollars, in pound sterling, in euros. Like I've said, only those that have the capacity, that have the faith, that will not be stressed. Connect it to your business, to your assignment, to your children, and all the prophetic releases over 18 today. Again, I say, it is not sowing seed and sacrifice that will make God to bless you. If you can sow and you don't have to sow, God will still answer you. But when there is sacrifice, heaven turns. Heaven will turn on your behalf. And then the work of God moves forward. You will also move forward. I speak to your life, receive divine grace. This week will be different for all of you. Doors will open in difficult places. Angels in form of men and men in form of angels shall see you through. All those rebroadcasting these messages, all those praying for turning point, praying for me and my team, all those paying tithe and sowing seed, all those that will do the seed 18 that I just mentioned now, by faith, the Lord will move you forward. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day and a pleasant week. Bye.